So it's very hard to find a good Baal Koreh for the Megillah. You know, the Rav here has been looking around for ways to confirm that they have someone. I have an idea. Just take someone who knows how to read Hebrew and just read the Megillah. Why do you need the trup? Do you need the trup for Megillah specifically or not? So the Gemara in Megillah learns that the Megillah needs to be written with ink and on parchment. And it learns it out from the fact that the Megillah says the word kesiva. And there's a Gzeir Shavet, a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, which also talks about writing a sefer in ink. And it says the word kesiva there as well. Okay. Says Ritva, and he quotes his Rebbe the Ramban, and he says, I don't understand. Why don't you just learn that the Megillah needs to be written with ink and on parchment from the fact that the Megillah is called a sefer? Any sefer needs to be on parchment and with ink. Says the Ritva, it's not so simple. Because a Megillah is sometimes called a Sefer. It's also sometimes called an Igeris, a letter. How do I know the difference when something is a Sefer and when something is an Igeris, a letter? So, says the Ritva, well, for things that pertain to Gufo, in other words, the body of the Megillah, such as how you write it on parchment or on ink, so then it's like a Sefer, it has all the laws of a Sefer Torah. But for things that don't pertain to the guf of the Megillah, the body of the Megillah, such as, can you read the Megillah standing or sitting? It doesn't pertain to the ink or the parchment of the Megillah itself. So there it's like an Igeres, and it could be read standing or sitting. Sounds very clean and parv so far. Then the Ritva throws in five extra words. Or seven extra words. Ulefi perusho, according to this pshat, nohagu, the minog is lekrosa, to read the Megillah bili pisuk taimin, without trup, uvelo hefsik apsukim, not to pause in between every pasuk. You just shaved off an extra 5 minutes of Megillah, especially at night when you're starved. You just knocked off. He says the minog is to read it without the trup and without breaking in between the psukim. And he says this is why Rav Haigon says you roll out the Megillah like a letter, because all of this is because it's an igeres. It's Megillah is a letter. When you read a letter, you don't read hi, hello, how are you? Camp is great. No, you read it the letter. You read it like a sentence. So why does Megillah, I mean, no one writes letters in camp anymore, so the whole thing of letters are gone. We got one letter, I think, for my daughters this past summer, and so camp's gone up in expenses, but the letters go, you know, out the window. But the point is that a letter is not supposed to be sung, it's supposed to be read. Fine. The Ran gives the same explanation as well. The Rokeach says, we don't pause in between the Pesukim because we want the Megillah to be read like an Igeres. The Beis Yosef cites a wild Ibn Ezra. There seems to be a little bit of a Girsa issue here, so I hope I'm quoting it correctly. But the Ibn Ezra lived very early on, here, you know, in I think 1100s, maybe I may be off by 100 years, but around that time period, Ibn Ezra was very early. He writes that when the Megillah was written, it wasn't written with broken out psukim. Comes along Ezra HaSofer a few years later. And broke up the psukim, so it will be understandable. So therefore, when the Megillah says it should be read kikisavam, how it was written, you know what that means? One long sentence, without a break in the psukim. It's a wild Ibn Ezra. I think if that's what he's saying. According to this, it seems pretty clear that if the Megillah is an igeres, read like a letter, there should be no trup, and there should be no bring up psukim. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention anything about this, but in a separate vein says, uposhet kihigeres laharos anes. You roll out the Megillah, that's how we unfold it, you know, like wrap it around, like an igeres. So clearly Shulchan Aruch is holding that you understand that some aspects of Megillah is like a letter, but doesn't mention anything about trup, nothing about Bipsuk. Comes along the Beis Yehuda, who is the chief rabbi of Algiers, now Algeria, in the mid-1700s, and he writes in his Sefer Beis Yehuda like this. He says, Noagu the Minog in 1700s Algiers is Lekros HaMegillah below a Taimim. No trup. Vayakashli, he says, it doesn't make any sense. How come a Sefer Torah, when we lane the trup, you don't make the Baal Koreh go back if he messes up a trup, but Lekharchila, you get a Baal Koreh with the trup. It's big money. You can lane, you can make hundreds of dollars. You can make per Shabbos. If you have a wealthy neighbor, you can make hundreds. Less neighbors, maybe $100 for laning. Still, get a whole $5,000 you can make a year on laning because of the trup. According to this, who needs the trup? But by Sefer Torah, we know that halacha is you need the trup. So if you need the trup, So then, how come by Megillah you don't need a trup? So he says, well, there's that Ran and that Rehidah, and quote the Ritva, he quotes the Ran, it's the same thing, which says that a Megillah is like an Igeris. If it's like a letter, you don't need trup at all. And he says, listen to this, he says, V'zeh oz hunachli. Now I feel comfortable that I understand the minug of Algiers not to read it with a trup. But then he points out, oh, but there's the Be'er Sheva, who's a Rav in Posen, the 1600s, a Polish Rav, not a Sephardi, who writes that you have to, it sounds like you have to read it with the trup. Why? Because he says, let's say the Be'er Sheva is a tshuva. Let's say you can't find anyone who knows how to read it with the trup. What are you supposed to do? And he entertains, can you write the trup in the Megillah or not? But what's the whole discussion? If the whole discussion doesn't make any sense. If the minhag was not to read it with the trup, why is the Be'er Sheva in 1600s in Poland declaring, oh, what happens if you don't have someone who knows how to read it with the trup? So listen to his last line. He says, yeah, you know what he means? Im yesh makom, if there's some, like, you know, weird place that they have the minhag to read it with the trup. Okay, so then you could write the trup maybe in the Megillah itself. But he says the minhag was, at least in Algiers and maybe even in Poland as well, the minhag was not to read it with the trup. Minhag Tunis in Tunisia, it's cited in the Sefer Yemei Mishnah V'Simcha, was not to read it with the trup. Why? Listen to this. Because the Tunisian tune of the Megillah sounded just like Echa. And that would defeat the purpose. You have the same tune for Echa. I'm not going to try to act it out because you don't want me to hear me sing. But the point is, if Echa is the same as Megillah, it defeats the whole purpose to do it with a trup. Okay, we're going to get to that. I have 2 more minutes left. 1 second. We're going to get to where Rabbi Mazuz writes, the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael now of the Tunisian community, what his father used to do. So, I saw this cited with Kesser Shem Tov, I'm not sure what sefer that is, cited in the main Mishnah of Simcha. It says the minhag is Svard in London and Amsterdam was without the trup. New Svard, and they read it with the trup or not with the trup nowadays? Yes? And you hear them, they read it with the trup, yeah? Yeah. So minhag Svard clearly nowadays is to read it with the trup, but yet there are all these places is not to read it with a trup. So what happened? So the Beis Yehuda is cited in the Shari Tshuva, who dismisses this in one sentence without explanation. He says like this, he cites the Beis Yehuda, V'lo ye'ose kein b'mdino senu. We don't do this at all in our countries. He says, if you don't find the Baal Kori who knows the trup, then you can start figuring out what to do. But of course, he just assumes, simply put, that we read it with the trup as well, as is the Shari Ephraim, who says you need to look for a Baal Kori who knows the trup. Rabbi Meir Mazuz, who I believe is the head of his, one of the head of the Tunisian community in Eretz Yisrael, involved in this Shas Chachmei, whatever, Moetzes Chachmei Gdol of the Shas party in Israel. His father was Rabbi Matzliach Mazuz, who writes that in his Sefer Ish Matzliach, that when he was in Tunisia, he damned at the early minyan, he was, I guess, the Rav, but the other Rav in the shul or the community, didn't read the trup. So he said, I'm staying for the second minyan, it sounds like, from the Sefer. And the second minyan, they read it with the trup. Because he said it's very simple. You just read Echa with a different tune and Megillah Sester with a different tune, and you make them discernible so that you could lane them both with the trup. And that's why Rabbi Mazuz, who follows all the Tunisian customs, said his father changed the Tunisian custom about this. The Mishnah Brura, without much discussion, which is very interesting, in Tafresh Tzadi Aleph, has like a backhanded comment where he says, "V'ilekla mishi yodei likros b'taimim balpev." Someone doesn't know how to read with trup, so then you can write the trup in the Megillah. But that assumes that the minhag is to read it with the trup. The Rivos Ephraim makes the same diak, and that's obviously our minhag to read it with the trup. Comes along a whopper in the Harei Kedem, which is Rav Shurkin, Rebbe and Tomo, who cites from Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Yosef Ber Soloveitchik, the Rav, and he says like this, the Rav heard from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that we paskin like this Beis Yehuda. You don't need to care so much about the trup. I mean, even though that's a Sephardish minhag, in the brisker world, trup's not so important for Megillah. Why? Because what's the source of trup for laning? From the pasuk in Nehemiah, which says "V'yavinu b'mikra," you should understand the psukim. So that's what refers to trup. The cantillation marks helps you break up the psukim, helps you understand it. But by Megillah, there's a Gemara in Megillah that says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Likros Megillah. You stop learning to go read Megillah. Clearly, the inference of that is that Megillah is not real learning. You're not learning Torah when you hear the Megillah. You're doing a mitzvah, but it's not learning Torah. When you hear the Megillah, it's different than when you hear Pashas Truma, Pashas Tetzaveh, where you're supposed to understand the psukim based on the Baal Kori. Megillah, it's a mitzvah to read Megillah, but there is no a concept of understanding. There's no inyan to understand the Megillah. If there's no in a concept of understanding the Megillah through Metrop, the Metrop takes a secondary role in Megillah, and perhaps that explains this minhag of many places where they didn't read with the Metrop at all. Halacha l'maisa, clearly our minhag is to read it with the Metrop, but definitely it's not as integral as the regular Shabbos morning to have a Baal Kori who knows the Metrop well. Shkoyach.